Take your Bibles, if you would. Go to Matthew chapter 1 in your Bibles. Matthew chapter 1. And as I was considering a baby dedication and thoughts about that, and I thought, what do I preach on baby dedication Sunday morning? And then we're right in the middle of the Christmas season. And I considered that and gave that some thought, and I want to preach a message this morning, and I'm going to guarantee you I'm going to be done by 12 o'clock. I saw that food coming in, and it looked good, and it smells good down there, and so I'll guarantee you I'll be done. But I want to preach a message, Dreams of a Father. Dreams of a Father. In Matthew chapter 1, we start with verse 18 and read down through verse 25 in Matthew chapter 1. It says, "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with a child of the Holy Ghost. And Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child and bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus." Let's pray together. Lord, as we come together this morning, we think of the time that's a time of rejoicing to dedicate this little boy, Andre, to you, and to dedicate ourselves to the parents and family and friends to raise him up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. And Lord, this morning our mind goes back to a man, Joseph, who was given a great responsibility. Help us, Lord, to, as we consider these thoughts, to apply them to our lives, that you might be pleased with us now. In Jesus' name, amen. Dreams of a Father. We see here in Matthew chapter 1, Joseph's put in a very difficult situation. He probably is in his mid-30s. Mary probably in her middle-late teens. They're looking forward to a great life together, and then he found that she was with child, and he knew he was not the father. His first assumption was, which is a natural assumption, was she had been unfaithful. That's why it says here that he was minded to put her away privily. They were still in the engagement or betrothal time. They'd not yet been formally married. But it was a time back then the engagement was pretty much, that it wasn't broken for too many reasons. But in the midst of this, the Lord came to him in a dream. And as he came to him in a dream, notice how he speaks to him in verse 20, "Joseph, thou son of David." Reminding him, he's of royal lineage in Israel. And then he tells him that Mary is with child of the Holy Ghost, and that she's going to have a baby boy, and he's going to be Emmanuel, God with us. I'm not going to take time to read it, but I included a poem that I wrote a number of years ago in your bulletin. Joseph's song begins, "How can I, just a carpenter, raise one who's born a king?" Think of the turmoil in Joseph's life. As he has this dream and says, your spouse is going to have the one who is going to be king in Israel, but he's also the very Son of God. And you have the responsibility to train this child. You think about it. How do you train the creator of the universe to be a carpenter? How do you teach him the word of God when he is the living word of God? what a challenge Joseph had in front of him. But his first challenge was to take responsibility. The first responsibility and the first dream that Joseph has deals with taking responsibility for this child. Andre has a great privilege in this day and time. He has a loving father, mother. He has loving friends who have gathered here with us. He has a church that loves him and cares about him. He has a community of support. Many today do not have that. It's said in some groups in the United States, 70% of children are born to single-family homes. Horrible statistic. Take responsibility. Notice verse 20, he says, fear not. Fear not. I remember when I first learned that my wife and I were going to be parents, we were going to have a child. I thought, whoa, I want to be married, but I wasn't sure about this having babies thing. I have a responsibility now. But fear not. Fear not. Jonah, you don't have to fear. You have family, you have friends, you have a church. You have the Lord in heaven, who just like he came to Joseph and said, fear not. He tells you the same thing. Fear not. God has given you a child, and God will give you the ability you need to raise that child for him as you are surrendered to him. He says, thou shalt call his name Jesus. We see two different names for Christ in this portion of Scripture. We see first he calls his name Jesus, and then his name Emmanuel. We never find through the pages of Scripture someone speaking to Jesus and calling him Emmanuel. It's more a title given to him, God with us. But we see that in verse 25, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Jesus. Think about that manger in Bethlehem that day. There's a baby is born. Really, other than the shepherds who come to the manger, no one else in town knows of this earth-shattering event that's taking place. Jesus is born. I'm sure when the baby is born and the shepherds came and they visited there and others gathered round and they would ask the typical question, what's his name? Joseph proudly said, Jesus. Jesus. Jesus' name is the same as Joshua in the Old Testament. It means Jehovah is salvation. Take responsibility. First dream. Take responsibility for the child. Go down in chapter 2 if you would. We'll look at the second dream. Not only to take responsibility, but to protect the child. Chapter 2, verse 11. This is speaking of the wise men. When they are come into the house, they saw the young child. This is probably Jesus, about 2 years old at this time. With Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And they opened their treasures, and they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return unto Herod, they departed into their own country another way. And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto Joseph in a dream. Here's the second dream. Saying, arise and take this young child and his mother and flee into Egypt. And be thou there until I bring thee word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed into Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, that it may be fulfilled which is spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, out of Egypt have I called my son. Protect the child. Joseph and Mary had settled into life in Bethlehem. I think probably they considered that Nazareth was not the logical place for them to stay. They could stay in Bethlehem. He obviously had found work to support them there, and they were content there. And then, in the midst of this, a couple years after Jesus was born, we find these wise men come from the east, and we always think of three wise men because of the three gifts. We don't know. There could have been two or 12. We don't know. But they came, and they came to the house. At first they went, of course, to the city of Jerusalem, to the palace of Herod, and said, "Where is he born king of the Jews?" Herod didn't like that, because I'm the king and I'm not interested in anybody else encroaching on my territory. And so he told the wise men, he said, "Go and find him and then bring me back word." And of course he wasn't going to go and worship this child. He was going to destroy him. And so they came, and the wise men came, and they were warned in a dream to go back. Don't go back to Jerusalem. Just head right back to Mesopotamia. And then Joseph, in a dream, the Lord spoke to him and said, "You have to leave. You have to leave for the benefit of the child. You have to leave and go down to Egypt." And this is a big decision, a big trek to leave their homeland, leave the place where they know the language and the cultures and the people, go to a land of a different language, and go to, and there to settle in there. Notice the urgency that they left in the middle of the night. Verse 14, "He arose and took the young child, his mother, by night, and departed to Egypt." Protect the child. We live in dangerous days for children in a lot of different ways. We live in a day when everything the world has to offer is at their fingertips, on that phone or tablet or computer. If it's not there, it's on the television. If it's not there, it's in videos and music. And let me just say this, that probably 95% of that we have to protect them from, because it's not good for them. It's amazing, we determine as a child what goes in their mouth, but we forget sometimes to determine what goes in their eyes and their ears and lodges in their mind. Protect the child. I know I grew up in the dark ages. I was born in 1953. I remember our phone number growing up. It was 844, and that's all. If you wanted to call, other than about the, maybe 200 numbers in Fulton, you had to dial the operator. We had an 8-party line. There was nothing you talked about on the phone that the community did not know about very soon. Because you'd pick up the phone, and then you'd hear a click. And Matilda down the road, one of the 8 parties on the line, she'd pick up too. We had a television when I was young. We got Channel 3 and sometimes Channel 8. And that's all. And you know, back in those days, how many of you ever watched I Love Lucy? You been around? Do you notice I Love Lucy in their bedroom had 2 twin beds? Things just were different. Today, everything is available at the touch of a screen or the click of a mouse. We have to protect. We have to protect children from the things of this world. We go out and we put our children in car seats and we strap them in according to the law. But what other dangers out there that we need to protect them from? There's certainly many. Here there was a specific danger. It was Herod's directions. Go to Egypt and stay there till I give you word. So Joseph waited on God's word. He went to Egypt. He didn't know if he's going to be there for a week or a month or a year or a decade. He didn't know. But he waited in obedience to God. You see, we don't know, folks, the events of the next weeks or months or years in the life of little Andre. But we know we can trust God to give direction as we're faithful in reading and understanding His Word. The second dream, protect the child. The third dream, lead the child. Chapter 2, starting in verse 19. When Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream unto Joseph in Egypt, saying, "Arise, take this young child and his mother, and go into the land of Israel, for they are dead which sought the young child's life." And he arose and took the young child and his mother, and came into the land of Israel. And when he heard that Archelaus did reign in Judea in the room of his father Herod, he was afraid to go thither, notwithstanding, being warned of God in a dream, he turned aside into parts of Galilee, and he came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophets, "He shall be called a Nazarene." Lead our children. Joseph had to make a hard decision. God came in a dream and said, "It's safe to go back now. Herod is dead." But as he began to make his journey back, and he probably had heard word from other people traveling, and as he got closer to Judea, he heard that Archelaus was on the throne of his father Herod. And with Archelaus there, he was afraid that he was going to follow in the footsteps of his father. He was afraid that when he heard that this one who was born king of the Jews was come back into Judea, the region that he had was responsible for, he was afraid that he would follow through on his father's pattern and seek to have this child killed. So he made a hard decision to go to Galilee, to go to Nazareth. It's interesting, it comes full circle. Mary and Joseph were born and raised in Nazareth. We know they went to Bethlehem for the time of the taxation, and there's where Jesus was born. From there, they stayed there a couple years and were warned of a dream to go down to Egypt. They went down to Egypt, and they thought, it seems his thinking was he was going to go back to Bethlehem. I don't know if he had a business there. I don't know if he still had problems. I don't know what, but he was. But instead, he went back to Nazareth. Now, it wasn't easy to go back to Nazareth. Sure, they had family there. But there were rumors there as well. Because most of the people did not understand that Jesus was the Son of God, conceived of the Holy Ghost. The popular opinion was that Joseph and Mary had come together before the wedding ceremony, and this child was the result. This was thrown in Jesus' face later on, even in his own ministry, when they said, "We be not born of fornication." To go back, to face the shame, the looks, the whispers. But he did. But the thing I want us to understand here is that Joseph made the choices. God spoke to Joseph, and Joseph led his family. Joseph led, as they said, he said, as God in a dream came to Joseph, said, "It's safe to go now." And he said, "Okay, pack up, Mary." And Jesus, probably maybe about 3 years old at this time, they weren't in Egypt very long, toddling around, beginning to speak. I'm sure he had questions for his dad. "Where are we going? How long is it going to take? Are we there yet?" And he began that journey walking from Egypt back up. As he got closer and closer, he was concerned, and the Lord came unto him in a second dream here and said, "Don't go into Judea. Go up to Bethlehem, and go up to Nazareth." And so he told Mary, "Mary, plans have changed. We're going back to Nazareth." I don't know how she felt about that. I'm sure she was glad that there were family and friends there and support and relatives. But again, the thought of the rumors and the whispers. But she followed, and Jesus followed the leadership of Joseph. See, God has designed and directed the family that the husband is the head of the house. Now, he's not a dictator, or shouldn't be. He seeks God's wisdom and God's leadership and follows God's leadership, and then his wife follows his godly leadership, and the children follow their parents. It's an important principle today, because I'm afraid it's been lost, that we find now that parents following the children. Children need leadership. Children need boundaries. Allow God to lead you so that you can lead your children. Dreams of a father. take responsibility, protect, and lead. Jonah, Julie, if you remember those three words, I guess there's four. Take responsibility, protect, and lead. That's what God expects from you. No more and no less. And God calls us, certainly, as family, as friends, as a church, to do the same thing. I mentioned when we were speaking of the dedication of Andre that he was going to have to make a choice one day to trust Jesus Christ as his Savior. See, just because we brought him up here and prayed over him and are having a special day and time does not guarantee his place in heaven. Why? He's a sinner. Scripture says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's none righteous, no, not one. See, every individual needs to come to a place where they say, yes, I acknowledge I'm a sinner. I cannot pay for my sins. I can't do enough good things to make myself acceptable to God. I need Jesus Christ as my Savior. If we are going to be dedicated to Andre, to provide help and hope and leadership for him, begins with us trusting Jesus Christ as our Savior. It says in Acts, Peter was preaching, he said, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby ye must be saved. You see, the Bible doesn't say that coming to a church will save you any more than going into a garage will make you a car. The Bible doesn't say that being baptized or confirmed or taking communion or doing any of those religious exercises will save you. We're only saved by having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. When I was 7 years old, I was in a little church in Michigan. And that day I bowed my head and I prayed in a seat about three or four rows back and three or four seats in. I prayed and I asked Jesus to be my Savior. I knew I was a sinner. My mother made sure of that. But I knew I needed to be saved or heaven was not available to me. We must have a relationship with God to be saved. We must have a walk with God. David, as he was speaking to Solomon, as he was turning the reins of the kingdom over to Solomon, he told him four things he needed to do. Know God, seek God, serve God, and build for God. We individually must be busy about that in our own lives. To know him, to have a personal relationship in salvation. To know him as Paul said, that I may know him in the power of his resurrection. To seek him. Christ said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. To serve God and to build for God. We must have a walk with God and we must have a dedication to God. It's sad today that people are more dedicated to their sports teams than they are to God. Dreams of a father. Dreams of a father. I'm sure that Jonah and Julie have great dreams for Andre. I'm sure that you've seen him in the first weeks of his life and have followed him in these early months. Have thoughts about what this young man could do in his life, and his potential is boundless. But we need to have dreams to take responsibility, to protect, and to lead. Would you bow your heads and close your eyes, please?